Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I know it's a little ahead of the jumping the gun a little bit, but anything going on this weekend that you guys have out, that you're out and about?
Mm-mm.
All right.
What about you?
I have Mike Allstott's golf tournament this weekend.
You excited?
No.
Why?
Not that I'm not excited. It's just I'm having conflicts.
Joe Spanish got ousted from that.
They did. They got kicked out.
Snubbed.
Yeah. Why?
I'm afraid to call Rich and tell him that I don't know if I can make it. I can't make it on Friday. I might be able to make it on Saturday. But I have fear. And yesterday, Rich Clemens texted me, and I'm sure he texts a lot of people, but it said, hey, this is happening. Let me know if there's any changes. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I got to be a man and handle that today.
What changed?
I have to take my daughter to a concert on Friday.
Benson Boone?
Benson Boone. I don't want her to grow up to be a whore because nobody took her to the concert.
Mm.
Mom's busy. Dad's going.
Is that how that works?
That's not how that works.
Immediate.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
Carmen. You're right, exactly. No,
that's not how that works.
Especially when she's seen her brother go to every concert that he wanted to go to.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah. I was afraid to send my son to Rolling Loud in Miami.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I was looking at one of my old neighbors. One of my old neighbors is like in her 20s now and super hot. I was looking at her Facebook page and there she was at Rolling Loud. It was just a bunch of white girls. And I went, what was I afraid of?
Yeah.
What was I?
Miami.
Yeah. Probably. Probably a little of that.
Yeah. I think our memories of Miami are much different from what it is now.
Man, I worked in the worst neighborhoods in Miami.
You did.
I really did.
Yeah.
I mean, I did. I never had any problems there. I remember I found my first dog, Fletch, was all beat up, a little baby puppy with a crooked tail and a distended belly, and I always felt terrible. I picked it up and he just fit in the palm of my hand, and I was walking out to my car with this dog, and this dude yelled out, hey, where are you going with that puppy? And I went, oh God, this is a fight. I'm not giving up the puppy now. This is where I have a fight.
It's time to rumble.
And I said, I'm going to take it to the vet and take care of it. And he goes, all right, good move. And I went, okay, thank God.
Now you die.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know if you guys are going to believe this or not, especially you, Carmen. I was not cool in the early 90s.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Were you cool?
Oh. I mean, now. Not as cool as I am now. But I'd have to dress up in I look a lot like Charlie Belcher does every morning. Plaid shirts and, tan pants.
The plaid shirt look is great look.
Yeah. Well. It worked for you and Slater and Charlie Belcher, and it worked for early 1990s Mike Calta. But now walk through the blackest, poorest neighborhood in Miami dressed like that. You stick out like a sore thumb. Mm. Uncool, fat, white guy rolling through our neighborhood. They were like, he's either a cop or somebody that's coming to do something or take something away from us. Nobody like. I remember calling. I was doing a good thing, too. I was working with the summer program for kids. And I call their house and I go, hi, can I speak to Dolores Campaninos, please? And the sister would go, Dolores, there's a white man on the phone for you.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, this is going to be easy. But anyway, I love that job. All right, we got things to give away, Carmen. What are those things?
We do. We have a bunch of stuff. So we have tickets for Don Felder.
Don Felder is at Ruth Eckert Hall this, what, Thursday?
April 19th.
Oh, well, he's on the show this week.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yep. Heart with Cheap Trick.
Not on the show this week.
Sunfest in West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
Bad Religion.
Bad Religion with somebody cool.
Social distortion. Yes. Yeah. Stone Temple Pilots and Live.
Mm-hmm.
Bret Michaels.
I feel like if I went to see not Social Distortion. What was that?
Stone Temple Pilots?
No, Live and, Stone Temple Pilots. I feel like if I went to Stone Temple Pilots, sat further away and squinted my eyes, I'd enjoy the show. Just pretend that it's the old guy.
Has anybody heard what the new guy sounds like?
Yeah, Galvin played him for you. Sounds great. Sounds just like him.
Yeah.
And we also have tickets for Aerosmith in Orlando.
Aerosmith. All right, good. Let's do it right now. A little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. We're gonna go.
One, two, three, Sporkle!
Carmen is a keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your honorable judge and scorekeeper.
Correct.
Flawless in his Diligence.
And execution.
And yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Wait, setting him up for failure.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Okay, today we are going to play a little easy American history. I'm going to ask you American history question. You're going to give me the answer.
Oh, man, these are embarrassing. These are things we should all know.
I'm so glad it's not math, idiots.
All right, the first one. What was the Martin Luther King speech name?
I have a dream.
Spanish. What tree did George Washington chop down? Spanish. In 1492.
Christopher Columbus.
Mike Kelta. What is John F. Kennedy's wife's first name?
Jackie.
Geo. What state is Pearl Harbor in?
Hawaii.
Geo. What institution does Alcatraz Island have?
Prison.
Spanish.
Oh.
What didn't Rosa Parks give up on the
bus? Seat.
Seat is what I was looking for. Pep.
You said bus?
I said bus.
Was your bus.
But I said seat afterwards.
Did you say seat as well?
I did.
I heard Spanish.
Spanish gets the point. What was the name of the 2005 hurricane that hit New Orleans?
Katrina.
Katrina. Spanish. Neil, excuse me.
Moon.
What year did Neil Armstrong walk on the moon?
1967.
62.
72.
2. 68.
No. 69.
Yeah.
No point.
And Pep.
Diddy.
No.
Pep, we're halfway there.
Galvin is not on the board. He has 0 points. Yeah. Michael with a single solitary point. Geo doubling that with 2. Yeah. And Spanish is your leader right now. He's winning with 5.
Yeah. All right, coming back
Slow it down.
Here we go.
All right. Easy American history.
Oh, American history.
Yes. My bad. I didn't mean to confuse you. All right. All right, your next one. General Robert E. Lee.
Civil War.
Famously lost the Battle of... That was...
What?
General Robert E.
Gettysburg?
Lee. Gettysburg.
I knew that.
Spanish. Best known for her work on the Underground Railroad.
Harriet Tubman.
By Kelta. Who invented the lightning rod?
Franklin.
Franklin is correct. Pep.
Galvin.
Galvin gets the point.
Galvin does the...
Yeah, that was me. Just so worked out.
Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Oh.
Philadelphia. Galvin. What was the historic east to west large wheeled wagon route in the
Oregon Trail?
Yes, Geo. What state was the mid 1800s gold rush in?
California.
San Francisco.
California.
Yeah, state.
Ooh.
Spanish. What city had the major 1906 earthquake?
San Francisco.
Spanish.
I was one ahead.
Yep. And Pep.
Oh, no.
We're on the list. 3.
Galvin and Michael are both tied with 2. Geo with 3. And Spanish is your leader. He's winning with 8.
Woo.
Oh. Come back. Here we go.
Easy American history, last 3. Here we go. What did the Prohibition ban in
alcohol?
Galvin. What is the name of the first national park?
Yellowstone.
Rosa.
Yellowstone. And your last one. What state is the Lone Star State?
Texas.
Mike Kelsey.
This ain't Texas. Woo! Ain't no hold'em.
Did not win yesterday. You broke my streak.
Correct.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, what a day.
Oh, man. Wait. Loser.
Your final score, Michael and Galvin both with 3, Gio with 4, and Spanish doubling that score. He's your winner with 8.
Savor the flavor on that one, because that does not happen where Mike and I are last.
Yeah.
Geo.
We need more history.
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew we answered all those just too quick. Yeah. I'm a little slow today.
I'm sorry.
Although I think I'm getting stupider as I get older. I cannot play Jeopardy last night to save my life.
Well,
It happens.
My wife kept going, are you in a bad mood? And I go, no.
Just dumb.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You're not dumb. Get out of here.
You know what I love about Troy Meyer, who was a multi-Jeopardy champ, we were trying to get him on the show, and Gio spoke to his wife, and his wife said, he's considering it.
Yeah.
It was like a month ago.
He's not considering it.
He changed his mind?
I talked to her again. She's like, oh, I'll ask him again and see if he's interested.
Well, I wonder why he wouldn't do it.
Because he's not interested.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, it's his prerogative. Yeah, it's just so weird.
I've talked to her like 3 or 4 times, and every time she's like, yeah, I'll ask him again and see if he has any interest.
Is she available? Because she was on Jeopardy. I'd like to talk to her.
All right. I'll tell her instead. Come on.
And whatever.
Yeah. He has apparently no interest in being on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get it.
Does he have any, he has no interest in being on our show, or does he just not do stuff like
he did Channel 10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. TV.
I don't know if it's a combination of both.
You would think a guy with a record label might be nice to a radio station.
Yeah. No, well, I blame Joe.
He clearly
I don't like it. Sorry, I'm not a fan of his. He's a jerk.
Yeah, he's so smart, and he looks like Clark Kent.
Yeah,
I like him. I'm still a fan, even though he doesn't like us.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Whatevs.
I'm used to it.
Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, bad timing, never heard from again, and not really a problem.
Okay. All right. Spanish, what's going on with Tesla? Why are they laying off all these people?
They had a bunch of recalls. They were having some issues with the new truck that they released. And, you know, those batteries are becoming more and more expensive to make. So I wouldn't be surprised if, you know.
Ben Swig said to me probably 5 years ago, the investment is not in Tesla. It's in the company that makes the batteries.
That's correct.
And he's like, that's what, because eventually they're going to have a lot of people with electric cars and they're all going to be scrambling to get those batteries.
Where's the lithium coming from?
Well, you know where it's coming from? Fool's gold, which may become more pricey because everyone fools gold. You're like throwing away whatever, but it actually contains lithium.
Iron pyrite. Yeah. So there's a huge lithium. There's a bunch of raw mineral deposits in the U.S. that we haven't tapped into. Not on
But isn't there a ton of it in Afghanistan or something like that?
Yeah, there is a lot in the Middle East, but that's where you'll ravage those countries and leave this one nice and pristine. But if we ever need to, we can always dip into our own.
Like oil.
Yeah, seriously.
Now, what does Wakanda have?
They have forever.
No, that's not.
Wakanda has
vibranium.
Vibranium. Yeah.
The amount of stories that there was after Black Panther of people calling and trying to book tickets to Wakanda is hilarious. Yeah.
Is it hilarious or is it super sad?
Yes.
Yeah, that people think that that's a thing.
Yeah.
What is the stuff that they used for Wolverine?
Unobtainium?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's...
Adamantium.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of different things.
Yeah. Unobtainium is Avatar.
Yeah. Unobtainium?
Unobtainium.
That doesn't even sound right.
Right?
You couldn't get it. It's unobtainable.
Unobtainium. Go to the tree.
I never saw the second one.
No, me neither.
First one was good enough.
Yeah.
It's better. It's good. I liked it.
Yeah. I just like all the weird porn that comes out after those movies get released.
Are they just all blue people running around?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's different, you find out around the planet, there's different tribes based on the, you know, like the water. So they're adapted to
there's
the water.
There's a water tribe.
Oh, they can swim underwater. Yeah.
Whereas Sully, they're adapted to the jungle.
Right.
Yeah. Now the next one, I believe they're going to the desert. So all the avatars adapted to the desert.
Different colors?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say pass.
That's where you want to go on mushrooms.
Yeah. I don't know. You made it sound pretty bad, Carmen. Well, you were like, we went and then the war broke out and you're like, I don't like this.
Oh, we left for the war scene. I haven't seen the end of Avatar 2. I only saw the pretty colors and then the guy was coming for war and we were like, yeah, I don't like this vibe. Let's leave.
That's the best part. How do you know what happened?
I don't care. Oh, let me guess. They won. The people won.
They did.
Yeah. These guys are harsh in my mellow. I gotta get out of here, man.
I was like, I don't want to hear all the guns.
Oh, man.
When are you taking your mushrooms in what form?
Me? Oh. Go ahead.
Carmen, no. I was talking to Carmen.
Oh, me? Chocolate.
A chocolate? Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to know. Hey, Spanish, pick a line.
3, please.
Line 3. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Tina.
Tina?
Wow, first time on the phone.
Hello, Tina?
Maybe it's Gina.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry. What is your name? Is it Tina? Gina?
It's Pam.
That one's on me, Pam. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold, Pam. You're the winner, okay?
Real close. Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. Did it sound like she said Tina?
It did.
All right. Pam. Pam. All right, well, there you go. Galvin Engine News. We'll take a quick break, dive into that next. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah